at your paws. Your blood they came here to pour. At your door is a war. Your home they came here to torch. And they knew Fatima is behind the door. Vai, vai. They heard your holy well, but to no avail. The door became your veil. God forgive the nail. They heard your holy well, but to no avail. The door became your veil. God forgive the nail. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra.
Salam ya Zahra.
Zainab is watching on with Hussein and your Hassan. As the flames are burning on with Hussein and your Hassan, and you hear from your son Muhsin calling, vai, 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 vai. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name, and with it you slay. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name, and with it you slay. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Ali called Al-Ali for what he saw, and the seven heavens began to mourn Muhsin and Fatima behind the door. Wa wayla, wa ila. When I think of your light in the darkness of the night, how they took all your rights in the darkness of the night, how Ali hid your sight in the darkness. Vai, 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 vai. The door to heaven's door is behind the door. Light of the universe burns, but it's no more. The door to heaven's door is behind the door. Light of the universe burns, but it's no more. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. At your door are the paws. Your blood they came here to pour. At your door is a war. Your home they came here to torch. And they knew Fatima is behind the door. But to no avail, the door became your veil. God forgive the nail. They heard your holy well, but to no avail, the door became your veil. God forgive the nail. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. Salam ya Zahra. with Hussein and your Hassan, as the flames are burning on, with Hussein and your Hassan, and you hear from your son Muhsin calling, vai, 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 vai. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name and with it you slay. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name and with it you slay. Salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Brothers and sisters, respected Sheikh Osama, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. And on behalf of the Light of Guidance, we welcome everybody once again to our second Fatimiyah program for this year. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq and the blessing of being able to commemorate the martyrdom of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra. And we offer our condolences to Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman and to the leader of the Ummah and to all of the ulama and the mujahideen on this blessed occasion. Inshallah, if you would help me welcome Brother Ali Jum'ah to begin the program with recitation of the Holy Quran with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب الزهراء، صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة فأصحاب الميمنة ما أصحاب الميمنة وأصحاب المشأمة ما أصحاب المشأمة والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين صدق الله العلي العظيم صلى الله على محمد وآل محمد
Thank you, Brother Ali Juma. If we can also, if we can again send another salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So just a couple of quick announcements. As always, inshallah, the cafeteria downstairs is prepared and set up with a live stream. If there are any children that maybe their parents need to take them down just to get them a little bit more space and room to play, as well as right out the back door down the stairs into the hallway where the classrooms are. The first classroom is set up for any mothers who, any nursing mothers or anybody who has any small children that need to be taken care of, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It was pointed out a couple of days ago when Imam Khamenei had met with the family of Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani that the enemies had realized afterwards, too late for them unfortunately, that in fact Shahid Haj Qasim is more dangerous for them than was General Qasim Soleimani. And just as the role of Sayyida Zainab Salamullahi Alayha began after the martyrdom of Aba Abdullah, so too does the role of all of us worldwide, all of the mu'mineen across the globe. Our role begins in making sure that the legacy of Haj Qasim is preserved and not distorted. As Imam Khamenei also pointed out, that the arrogant powers of the world are very serious about restricting any mention of him so that they can preserve the lie that they have tried to present about who this incredible man was. And inshallah, for us to benefit in these days of Fatimiyya, inshallah, we're going to share a clip that will illustrate for us all the relationship that Haj Qasim Soleimani had with Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra. So inshallah, we'll watch that with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
در روایت داریم که از قول امیرالمؤمنین می‌فرمایند ما هر وقت مشکلی پیدا می‌کردیم به سختی‌ها بر ما وارد می‌شد و طاقتمون در سختی‌ها از دست می‌رفت به پیغمبر پناه می‌بردیم. من جمله‌ای که می‌خواهم در خدمت شما همون در نظر شهدا عرض کنم اینه که ما هر وقت در سختی‌های جنگ فشارها بر ما حادث می‌شد، وقتی که به شک به صورت بسیار مصرری هیچ کاری از اون بر نمی‌آمد، پناهگاهی جز زهرا نداشتیم و ما هم پناهگاهمون زهرا بود. در شب اول فجر هشت وقتی چشممون به آب‌های پرطوفان به خشمین به ترسناک ارنب افتاد و لرزیدیم، اونجا چنان آگاهی به جنامی آشناتر از آن زهرا نداشتیم. او را در کنار ارنب صدا زدیم، در تلالگاه عشقهای غریبان و مظلومان بسیجی ها سیمای سفید او را جستجو کردیم و اردن را با یازهرا به کنترل آوردیم و عبور کردیم. وقتی شب کربلای چهار شد و وقتی که دشمن آتش مسلسلها و خمارها و توهای خودش را مستانه توی ساحل باز کرد، به جوهای کوچکی از خون به سمت ارنن سرازه شد، اون وقت هم همه ی تدابیر از کار افتاده بود. به نام جنون دوز نام زهرا بر زبان جاری نمی شد. وقتی هم کراقی ها لبه اردن بستاده بودند و بچه ها را با تیر زدند، اون زمان هم صلاح کارگر به ماز زهرا بود. در کربلای پنج هم وقتی در اون غروبی که اصرار داشتیم مستر بودیم، نگاهی با پای بویان میکرد اون وقت هم سر اون را بر بیش گذاشتیم، ناجزانه او را صدا کردیم. من قدرت زهرا را مادری او را در هور دیدم، در غرب کانال ماهی دیدم، در وسط میدان مین دیدم، در وقتی شما مادرها نبودید و بچه هاتون در خون دست پا می زدند. Thank you.
دیدم. اگر موسی در کنار نیل وقتی فرعون به سپاهش نزدیکش میشد، او ترسناک با یک چشم نیل را می نگریست، با چشم دیگر سپاه ترسناک فرعون را می دید. به خدا نیل را برای او شکافت. فاطمه در حور، فاطمه در کربلای پنج، فاطمه در اربند، فاطمه در کوههای سرد و سخت کردستان مادری کرد.
سلام الله على الزهراء وسلام الله على الروح الطاهرة لحج قاسم وأبي مهدي وعلى رفاقهم الشهداء. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. Inshallah, with that we'll welcome our dear Sheikh Osama to the minbar with three loud salawat على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وارواح العالمين له الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the tawfiq to gather yet again for another Fatimiyah. Brothers and sisters, this is not a small tawfiq. This isn't a small blessing. We've been truly honored. People like me, the reality is we don't understand the value of the tears for Fatima. We may have heard some things, heard ahadith, heard ayat, talking about how wonderful it is to be in her majlis, to cry for her, but the reality is, for someone like myself, I don't really understand. I don't have a clue. I'd like to mention some of the ahadith that perhaps may enlighten us a little bit, to help open up our hearts to realize the tawfiq that we've been granted to gather here. I'm hoping that if we can't understand the value of these tears here, at least 100%, we're definitely going to understand the value of our tears in the hereafter. You see, brothers and sisters, we believe that our mother, Sayyida Fatima, will come to our rescue when we die. It's mentioned in our hadith, one of the believers spoke to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And he asked the Imam, he said, does the mu'min hate death? Is he afraid to die? Is he nervous when he goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Imam said, no. He said, actually, when the time for death comes, when the angel, Malakul Maut, approaches, the mu'min does panic. The mu'min is fearful. He is afraid. It seems from the wording of the hadith that the mu'min kind of closes his eyes in dread as he's about to get his soul taken from him. And the angel speaks, Malakul Maut speaks. And he tells the mu'min, he says, by the one who sent Muhammad with the truth, I will be kinder to you than that merciful father is with a small child. Then he starts gently encouraging the believer to open his eyes. The believer is so terrified because my soul is about to depart this world. Whatever I could do, now it's all over. I'm going to meet Allah. The angel is encouraging him, open your eyes, look. When the believer does look, he will see the smiling faces of Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and our mother, Sayyidah Fatima, and the other imams. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it's mentioned that this stage, when the believer opens his eyes and sees them, at this stage, a caller will call out on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the caller will say this, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna ila Muhammad wa ahli baytihi. O soul who is at peace, at rest with Muhammad and his family, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan bil wilaya. Return to your Lord while you are pleased, happy with wilaya, marziyatan bith thawab. God is pleased to grant you that thawab. And the Imam explains, after this, the mu'min's done. There is nothing more beloved to the believer than for his soul to depart his body and to go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as a reminder to myself first, but you also, these days, they're very spiritual days, and the Urafa have given us instructions on what to do on the day of the Shahada. They tell us that on the day of the Shahada, if brothers and sisters can make some time, one, to read about the life of the Sayyidah, we can read about her life. Also, if we're able to, a short ziyarah, a ziyarah of the Sayyidah, if we can recite that on the day, that will help us to benefit from these days. Now, the title of the lecture series this year has been called Grateful for Her Majesty. Grateful for Her Majesty. You see, brothers and sisters, in the Quran, one of the instructions that we have from Allah is to remember His blessings and His bounties. Verse of the Quran, Allah says in Surah 7, verse number 69, Fadhkuru Allah Allah. Mention, remember those blessings, those bounties of Allah. La'allakum tuflihun. Perhaps you'll be successful if you mention them, if you remember them. One of Allah's greatest blessings to all of us is having the wilaya of Sayyidah Fatima. Anything else that we might think is significant, nothing is greater than this blessing of being blessed with her wilaya. Grateful to Her Majesty. Imam Baqir says this in hadith. He says, وَلَقَدْ كَانَتْ طَاعَتُهَا مَفْرُوذَةً عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ مَنْ خَلَقَ اللَّهِ. God made the obedience of Sayyidah Fatima obligatory on every person He created. مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالطَّيْرِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ. The jinn, the men, the birds, the animals, even the anbiya and the malaika, the obedience of Sayyidah Fatima, that wilaya of Sayyidah Fatima has been made obligatory on them. Now, what we'd like to do over this lecture series is to discuss what it practically means to be grateful for Her Majesty. If we're grateful for her wilaya, how does that affect us practically? What are we supposed to do? We're going to be focused on how it makes us interact with her children. You see, you and I, all of us as believers, we're the children. She's our mother. If we're really grateful for Her Majesty, we're grateful for her wilaya, Allah has favored us that we know and we admit that she is to be obeyed, that's going to have a practical dimension. It's going to show up in how I interact with the children of Fatima, other believers, mu'mineen and mu'minat. So this is going to be a discussion that inshallah is practical. How do I interact with my brothers and sisters, other mu'mineen in the community, my family members, my father, my mother, my children, right? All of these, if we're truly grateful for her wilaya, then it's going to demonstrate itself in that. So inshallah, we're going to be spending some time on that. Remember, all Muslims have quoted this hadith, right? This is available both from our Sunni brothers and also in our own sources, where the Prophet said that Ali and I, both of us, Ana wa Aliyun abawa hadhihi al-ummah. We are the fathers of this nation, of this ummah. And you also know that the person who, according to again, traditions found in our books and also the books of our Sunni brothers. Also, their senior also have quoted this, that Sayyida Fatima was Abiha. Not just for you and I, that's some Abiha, the mother of her father, so let alone us. So again, now this is going to take a very serious step now, the idea of if I want to express my gratitude for the wilaya of Sayyida Fatima, how I treat her children is going to show itself. How grateful am I? Am I really grateful? Is this really real for me? Now, so we want to cover a couple of things. One of them, this is inshallah over the source of the lectures, is how do we show appreciation? How do we make our families and our, the other believers with us? How does this help us in our spiritual journey if we're very grateful? What happens if, God forbid, you have a family, but the family members aren't appreciated? Now, this is going to be something else as well. Our focus, brothers and sisters, is going to be what our duty is, not whether or not other people appreciate us. If we're trying to say, what's my responsibility? If those who interact with me don't feel appreciated, what does this do to a community? So, inshallah, we're going to talk about some of these things. But before I talk about that, I think that I don't believe, because you and I, we know that 2 years ago, one of the best of the students of Sayyida Fatima, one of the true lovers of Sayyida Fatima, most devoted, and this man was a hujjah on all of us to see that this is even possible. Not that he was Ayatollah Behjat, right? This individual, one of the best students and best lovers, greatest lovers of Sayyida Fatima, was martyred 2 years ago. This is one of the last disgraceful things that Trump did. He was martyred. And I don't believe Sayyida Fatima would be happy, would be pleased with us if we were to have a majlis and only talk about her fadail and only to learn about her, but to ignore this man who fought for her, who fought for her Shia, who fought for the oppressed. This man was someone special. Very, very special. It's not every individual who is so fortunate that you have the leader of all of the Muslims, when you're buried, to say three times, we know nothing but good about this man. To have him write it with his own handwriting, on the will of this person, inna la na'lamu illa khayra. That's not a small tawfiq. This man had multiple dimensions. I'm going to try and spend some time on two of the dimensions of this man's life. Inshallah, it's a lesson for all of us. Inshallah, he is pleased with us. It's interesting when you look at how attached he and the leader were to one another. There's a video that's on the website of the leader. I hadn't seen this until it was released, where the leader goes to visit one of the families of the shuhada. When he goes to visit the family of the shuhada, he's sitting there, and those are clever mu'mineen. So they, now that they have the leader, he's there visiting, they say that, now that you're here, we want to get a promise from you. What's the promise? You promise to do shafa'ah, to intercede for us and our parents on the day of judgment. When he said that, the leader said, who am I to give shafa'ah for anyone? No, I want to have the leader here. Promise you're going to give us shafa'ah on the day of judgment. Then the leader got serious. The leader said, I want to say something, and this is true. He said, the people who we should first be looking for shafa'ah, are the shuhada. That's who you should be going to. He said, I'm serious. People you should be looking for shafa'ah intercession are the shuhada. He said, after them on the next level, the families of the shuhada. And he starts pointing to the different family members, you guys. He says, if we're lucky, my hope is that good people like the shuhada will do shafa'ah for me. And then he turned. It turns that Hajj Qasim was also in the room. And he turned and he said, Haj Qasim is also someone you should be looking to for Shafa. And Haj Qasim was so embarrassed, he covers his face. The leader told him, he said, right now get a promise from him that on the day of judgment he'll do Shafa for you. These people were very special. The leader gave him a reminder. He said, up until now, the position that he has spiritually to be able to do Shafa is very good. Get it promised right now. He teased the Shaheed a little bit. He said, inshallah, he won't break that promise. He said, if he keeps this up for another, at that time he was saying, 30, 40, 50 years, inshallah, before he goes back to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are special, special people. Now, one of the things that is so amazing about this individual is how big his heart was. You see, in the West, you all were there, you all remember how Trump tried to introduce him. Brother Tariq mentioned how, what are the enemy try? If we don't mention who the shuhada really were, if we don't continue their legacy, if we don't spread the true stories about them, what will the enemy try to do? How do they try to paint this man? I don't know how many of us got a chance to read that letter that he wrote to his daughter. Beautiful letter that he wrote to his daughter before he went. And he explains to her, he said, I didn't take up arms, I didn't join the military, because I like to kill people. He said, you know me, I can't even watch a chicken be slaughtered. That tenderhearted. I can't watch a chicken be slaughtered. He said, but I joined so I could stop murderers. I joined so I could stop the murderers. And then you see the humility. I'm going to mention the verse. But you see the humility of this man. He said that I'm not worthy to sacrifice my soul for Islam. Islam, who am I? He said, I'm not worthy to sacrifice my soul for the Shia. He said, I wish I could be a soldier. He said, I see myself as a soldier standing at the door of every Muslim who's in danger. Then he mentioned why he joined the military. He said that for every child, I wish God had given me the ability, the strength to do this. For every child who has no shelter and no protection, for every mother who's terrified holding her child, for every person who's running away from the authorities, bleeding as he runs, that's why I went to war. The heart of this man. The love. You know what the verse says in the Quran? The verse says that those true believers who are with the Prophet and with the Mahdi, they're like this. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ those who are with him, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ when it comes to the enemies of Islam, I'm going to mention his exploits, ISIS. What did he do to those individuals? Wherever there was an enemy, standing against Israel. But then when it came to Mustad'afin, Ruhama Bainahum, merciful, kind, gentle. So this man, he's the man who would go over, and when you look at the number of battles that he participated, that itself is unbelievable. Just looking, the number of battles, and then the difficulty of the enemies he was fighting. Once, and maybe some of you have seen that, there's a beautiful biography that's been released and translated on the life of Haj Qasim, over an hour, 78 minutes. And believe me, brothers and sisters, when you listen, that's nothing compared to who this man really was. Over there, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah is talking. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah talks about the time, so this man who's been fighting, remember he dies when he's 62. Been fighting as a young man, the most difficult. I want to mention one of the battles that he fought at the most difficult battles that you and I, we can't even imagine how difficult they were. This man, he's now going to save Iraq. So he's helped to save Syria, the battles that he waged in Syria against the Takfiris. Now he's going to Samarra. And Haj Qasim talks about what ISIS was really like. He says ISIS, beheading people was normal for them. That's nothing. We're talking about people who were skinning people alive, burning people, killing children and laughing, dancing. These savage animals. Remember, the goal of the American administration in Israel by ISIS is to distort the image of Islam. So the wilder, the crazier, the more merciless. And now you have Qasem Soleimani, who's going himself, not sending others, to lead the fight. In that same video, may Allah bless these shuhada. Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis is talking. So Nasrullah says, he came to me at 12 o'clock when he realized that Iraq was in danger. They're close now. He came and to Lebanon. He told Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, I want 120. He came at 12 o'clock at night. He said, I want 120 commanders. He said, I need them before Fajr. And the Sayyid was like, but command. He said, I don't want fighters. He said, we started making the phone calls. Before Fajr, he had gotten his, some of the commanders met him. They all went over there in Damascus. But Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis says, the person who was going, because he was, the reason Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, after he says, I was so nervous because I was told he was in the military convoy that was traveling towards Samarra. So this is what they would do to a normal Iranian soldier. They'd skin him. What are they going to do to the general himself? And he said that, I go so others won't be afraid. This, at 62 is when he passes and goes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who couldn't see a chicken killed, but to stop the worst human beings on the earth, then he goes over and sacrifices himself. So that humility. I'll mention something else too. His spirituality. Remember the men that he commanded. So there's another clip, inshallah, one day this one will get translated. And Qasem Soleimani, I mean, there's so many. Believe me, when you watch that, it's an hour. I couldn't stop watching it. But still, who this man, what he did, subhanAllah. When we talk about his spirituality, even the people he commanded, there's a clip, and he's talking about one of the most difficult challenges, one of the most difficult battles, he mentions it in the clip that we just watched, was the operation which was called Karbala 5. In that clip, he mentions one soldier, Hussein Ali. Hussein Ali is 19 when he passes. Let me tell you a little bit about who Hussein Ali was, who is spiritual station, who is Qasem Soleimani, his commander. Another Shaheed tells a story about Hussein Ali, let alone the commander. I'm going to talk about the clip that the Haj Qasem mentioned. So he says that we were doing a reconnaissance mission. The other Shaheed's telling the story. Before he becomes Shaheed, he tells the story about Hussein Ali. He said, we went on a reconnaissance mission. And reconnaissance mission means I have to go into the heart of the enemy. If you're captured on a reconnaissance mission, what's going to happen to you? These young men, only 19 when he passes. He said, we go on a reconnaissance mission. When we go on this reconnaissance mission, he says that we stop to make salat. First, Hussein offers his prayers. He says, but what a salah he offered. The heartbroken, crying, tears. He says, after that, he stood guard, I stand to offer my prayers. When I stood to offer my prayers, he says, in my qunut, I asked Allah to increase my yaqeen. After the prayers, Hussein said to him, he said, you asked Allah to increase your yaqeen? I said, yeah, but how did you know? He says, how much yaqeen do you want? He said, I want a lot of yaqeen. He said, put your ear to the earth. And that shaheed says, I heard the earth speaking to me. You and I, we believe from the ayat of the Quran that the whole world is alive. They have tasbih. They have, right? He said, I heard it. The earth was advising me. Don't be afraid, Murtaza. This isn't in vain. We're both servants of Allah. After that, Hussein told me, Hussein Ali told me, he said, do your yaqeen increase? So Shahid Qasim Soleimani mentions this young man. Brief clip. That operation was so difficult. The amount of obstacles that had been put there, barbed wire, water, so many things. Till finally they go over and the operation is one that, you know, that it's coordinated. You've got minutes. If you're discovered, the operation goes south. He was there for reconnaissance and to cut the barbed wire. They ran out of time. Qasim Soleimani says Hussein threw himself on the barbed wire and was crying and begging the soldiers to run over his back. So this is the kind of individuals that we're remembering and we're hoping, inshallah, to be like. Salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah. Now, brothers and sisters, what we're going to be talking about, inshallah, is the idea of being grateful for the wilaya of Sayyida Fatima, grateful for her majesty, this favor that Allah has granted us. But this gratitude is going to demonstrate itself from a practical point of view with how I deal with my family members, with how I deal with other mu'mineen and mu'minat that I interact with. That'll demonstrate if I'm truly grateful. And we're going to spend the majority of our talk, inshallah, on that. Tonight, just as a reminder for some of the things that we've talked about before, but because our focus, brothers and sisters, is always when we hear these discussions about ourselves. Not whether or not I'm appreciated and other people celebrate me and they notice me. No, many times the believer is underappreciated. You have hadith. The mu'min is underappreciated. That's part of the test. That helps us with our ikhlas. Our challenge is that we're living with other mu'mineen and mu'minat. Do our family members feel appreciated? The way that Islam says, do they feel thanked that they're irreplaceable, that we've noticed their good deeds? That's the part that we're going to try and spend our focus on. Otherwise, what happens is that many people, they forget. Now, I said that our focus is, inshallah, on ourselves, right? Not what other people are doing, what we're doing. You find this in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. Actually, one of the ways of us, a sign for us, am I working on myself or not, is how focused I am on what I'm doing. I'll give you the hadith of Imam Ali. Imam Ali says this, whoever forgets his or her mistake, those believers, those mu'mineen and mu'minat, who are working with other individuals, but they notice their flaws and their mistakes and their sins, right? Instead of appreciating, remember our focus is on appreciating, noticing, right? But I notice their mistakes, how imperfect they are. The Imam says this, man nasiya khati'ata, the person who forgets their own sins, ista'adhama khati'ata ghayrih. This person always finds that other people are unbelievable. How could you do this? Astaghfirullah. Right? But focusing on ourselves increases that tolerance. We appreciate whatever good other people are doing. So how important is this? Because we call it a rukn in a family. Just a few reminders, and inshallah, we're going to listen to the Masayib and we're going to cry for Sayyida Fatima. A few reminders. How important is it to be grateful? Number one, if we remember, Shaitan said when he was cast out of heaven, when God told him he's going to leave heaven because he refused to prostrate, Shaitan threatened God. He was going to derail the program of Bani Adam. He threatened, he said, I'm going to attack from the right and the left. Attack from this side, attack from that side. What was the strategic goal of Shaitan? How important is it to be grateful? Shaitan says this, wala tajidu, to God, wala tajidu أكثرهم شاكرين. When I win, you'll find most of humanity is not going to be grateful. Not salah, not fasting. What is my strategic goal? When can I say that it's all over? Most of the people, Shaitan said, are not going to be grateful. Being grateful is so serious that in the verses of the Quran, Allah says this. He says, "Washkuru lillah." Thank God, be grateful. That wilayah of Sayyidah Fatima, grateful for Her Majesty. Washkuru lillah. Thank God, in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. If it's truly Allah alone that you worship, it's supposed to demonstrate itself in gratitude. Now, the hadith of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam tells us this. Those people who aren't grateful, the Imam mentions, he says that this is a dua that the Imam has where he talks about hamd of Allah, praising Allah, being grateful to Allah. He says, if we didn't have the ma'rifah of hamd, to appreciate God, to literally consider ourselves blessed, to be noticing all of those blessings that are around us, the Imam says this. He says, if we were not grateful, لَوْ كَانُوا كَذَلِكَ, if they weren't grateful, لَخَرَجُوا مِنْ حُدُودِ الْإِنسَانِيَّةِ إِلَى حَدِّ الْبَهِيمِيَّةِ. We wouldn't be human beings if we weren't grateful. We would be beast if we're not grateful. How serious is this? Now, all of the verses that I've mentioned so far, that dua of the Imam, all of that was talking about gratitude to God, seeing myself as blessed. What happens is, I mentioned that this whole discussion is going to revolve around how grateful am I, how much do I appreciate the children of Sayyidah Fatima. The verses were about being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciating God, seeing myself as blessed. If I'm ungrateful, Shaitan has won. I don't see myself as blessed. What's the connection between that and the children of Fatima? You and I, mu'mineen, mu'minat. Imam Ridha says this. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to bring this servant before Him, and Allah will order that that servant be cast into the hellfire. The servant will protest. The servant will say that that's not fair. Why me? I was good. I recited Quran. And God will say, no, it's true. You did recite Quran. What was your mistake? You weren't grateful. Again, the servant will protest. But why do you say that I'm not grateful? You gave me this blessing. I thanked you. You gave me this blessing. I thanked you. You gave me this. I appreciated it. I was grateful. Why hell? God will tell him the secret, the connection between all of our discussions. The Imam says this, God will say, "What he says, you thanked me, but you didn't thank the means of getting you the blessing. There was another mu'min or mu'mina in your life. How you got that blessing was through that person. You thanked me, you appreciated me, you were grateful to me, you actually felt blessed. But the person who was in your life didn't feel appreciated. You didn't thank that person. You weren't grateful to them, not the way that." So, and God says this, وَإِنِّي قَدْ أَعْلَيْتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. I have sworn by myself, أَنْ لَا أَقْبَلَ شُكْرَ عَبْدٍ لِنِعْمَةٍ. I will never accept the thanks of any servant for any blessing, أَنْعَمْتُهَا عَلَيْهِ, that I've given to this person, حَتَّى يَشْكُرَ مَنْ سَاقَهَا مِنْ خَلْقِي إِلَيْهِ. Until the person thanks the means, those other people in my life, those people who are means of Allah giving me, until they thank them, God has sworn not to accept that gratitude. So this is a very real discussion. We're going to talk about it, inshallah, the effects and these things. But before we go to the majlis, I think just a little bit of appreciation for Sayyidah Fatima. You see, we learned from our ahadith that the dowry, the mahar, of Sayyidah Fatima was 500 silver pieces. That wasn't her worth. The hadith tell us it was so it would become a sunnah in the ummah. That our daughters, when they get married, they wouldn't get married for more than 500 silver pieces. There are other ahadith that talk about her real mahr. Her real mahr. The hadith I want to quote for you is a hadith. It's on the website of Ayatollah al-Uzma Makarim Shirazi, when he has a question and answer website. He mentions this hadith over there about the real dowry. The real dowry in the hadith, Sayyida Fatima asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning she told the Prophet, please ask God, beg God, that my mahr be the shafa'ah for the sinners of my Prophet's ummah, of your ummah, my father's ummah. That's what I want my shafa'ah to be. If someone commits a sin, you see her motherly nature. Someone makes up, messes up to do shafa'ah for them. Angel Jibra'il descended with a silk cloth from heaven, and it was written on it that the mahar of Fatima is that she gets to do shafa'ah for the sinners from the ummah of the Prophet. Sayyida Fatima, when she died, she was going to meet Allah. She knows now that I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said she asked for that cloth to be put under her kafan. And she said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, I'm going to raise this and I'm going to say that I want to do shafa'ah for the ummah of my father. Inshallah, we'll remember the Sayyidah. Assalamu alayki ayyatuha siddiqatu shahida. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثانية على حب الزهراء صلى على محمد وآل محمد. ثالثة لتعجيل فرج مولانا صاحب العصر والزمان صلى على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, our beloved Holy Prophet. And the Ahlul Bayt, it was in your homes that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation. And upon you descend the angels day in and day out. Sallallahu alayki ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana ya Fatima Zahra. صلى الله عليك يا بنت رسول الله May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, our beloved Lady Fatima, our dear oppressed role model, the lady who was killed, her ribs broken, an unborn baby killed. In defense of the divine guardianship of Imamah. Brothers and sisters, we are mourning a great lady with many secrets in these special nights. This was no ordinary lady who was attacked at her own house. This is Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah. Prophet Muhammad was known as the mercy for the universe. A daughter in Islam is known as a mercy for her father. Fatima was a mercy for Rasulullah, the one who is a mercy to the universe. She is rahmah for rahmatun lil alameen. This is Fatima, the wife of Imam Ali. The Prophet once said that in the battle of Khandaq, when Imam Ali stepped forward to fight the known polytheist Amr bin Abdul, the Prophet said, "Baraz al-Imanu kullu 'ala al-kufri kulli." He said, "Complete Iman or faith has come forward to fight complete disbelief." Imam Ali is called complete Iman by the Prophet. But a man's faith is not complete until he gets married. Fatima is the one who completed the faith of Ali, the one who is known as complete faith by the Prophet. This is Fatima, the mother of Hassan and Hussein. The Prophet once said that heaven is under the feet of a mother. The Prophet also said that Hassan and Hussein are the masters of the youth of paradise. But brothers and sisters, Fatima's feet are paradise for Hassan and Hussein. How can we describe the greatness of this lady? Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli has once said that speaking about Sayyida Fatima is both easy and impossible. It is easy because of the abundance of her virtues. It is impossible because of her depth and profundity. Peace be upon Fatima. Can you imagine someone with this status being treated the way that Sayyida Zahra was treated after the demise of the Holy Prophet? How can one bear to be there when this pure lady was attacked? How can one bear to see a tyrant dare lay a hand on this woman? How can one bear to see the door of Fatima be lit with blood without any mercy? How could one bear to see the house of prophethood be disrespected in such a way? How could one bear to see the door being pushed under mother who is pregnant? How could one bear to see a young Hassan, Hussein, and Zainab watching their home raided and their mother attacked? These are the nights to Fatima we call. These are the nights that Imam al-Mahdi is mourning over his mother. Sahib al-Zaman is with us in these mourning sessions, recalling what happened to his mother Fatima. Fatima has a special status with Allah. These are the nights we turn our hearts and request towards her, so that Allah may have a special mercy towards us through Sayyida Zahra. Soon a young Hassan and Hussein have to bid farewell to their mother.
soon a young Zainab will long for the comfort of her mother, and she won't be there to soothe that pain. Imagine what Imam Ali is going through. He had to lose the Holy Prophet and then bury him. If this isn't enough, he has to watch as his wife is attacked and pushed behind the door. He has to perform ghusl on his own wife. He has to bury Fatima in the night, far and out of sight. God help the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Soon an oppressed Ali is having to bid farewell to his Fatima, who is in a more difficult state than Ali. Brothers and sisters, whenever you have a difficulty that you're going through in your life, call to Sayyida Fatima, to tawassul with Sayyida Fatima. Allah will look at you in a very special way when you are asking for help through Sayyida Fatima. When you are worried about something and you don't know what you can do, call to Fatima for help. When a child needs help, the first one he or she calls out to is their mother. Sayyida Fatima is our mother, and she will take our hands in those difficult tests and moments in life. Everyone together, Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Tonight, from every eye, tears of blood for you fall. Every eye sees you crushed between the door and the wall. Weeps for the sight, Zahra, the moon, the stars and all. And with them, from a wounded heart, your name we call. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Fire to the house that angels visit is brought. They tell him she's inside, and he shouts out, so what? With the blood of Zahra, the pledge of Ali sought. Between the door and the nail, heaven sent is caught. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Bleeding from her chest, to Muhsin she bids goodbye. In the depths of my heart, child, you'll always lie. I'll see you a youth, not an unborn in my eye. Into your grave daily, I'll sing a lullaby. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. Ali buries Zahra in the night all alone. O joy of my heart, by death from me you're taken. His hand feels the rib in her chest and is broken. And the lion cries, a child left, an orphan. Ya Zahra, peace be upon you. 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 Everybody together. Ya Fatima Zahra, ya bint Muhammad, ya qurrata ayn ar-rasul, ya sayyidatana wa mawlatana, inna tawajjahna wa istashfana, wa tawassalna biki ila Allah. وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيهة عند الله اشفعي لنا عند الله يا وجيهة عند الله اشفعي لنا عند الله يا وجيهة عند الله اشفعي لنا عند الله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل بيت محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. We are from Allah and time is our return, and soon the oppressors will know what turn their affairs will take, and the unfavor will be for the righteous. Ya Allah, in the name of Hussein, our Lord, we ask you, and in the name of Fatima, we ask you, and his mother and father and brother too, and his nine descendants whom we all ask you through. Hasten the reappearance of the awaited but awaiting Hussein of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. Bless us with his content with our actions, Ya Allah. Grant us good health, safety, and prosperity in the preparation to defend our Imam's sanctity. Make victorious those who defend the religion from every enemy. Bless those who revive the cause of Hussein, for they are his remedy. Forgive our sins, strengthen all of our wills, and rest in peace our dead. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. يا فاطمة يا زهرة، يا فاطمة يا زهرة، يا فاطمة يا زهرة، يا فاطمة يا زهرة. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. 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 Ya Fatima, Zahra. The day of trial has come. The house of Haidar is burned. Can we imagine your pain? The door has struck a Zahra. The door has struck a Zahra. The nail pierced my mother. Haidar's heart rides right along. Muhsin ascends high above. The lady slowly martyred. The lady slowly martyred. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. 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 Her pain has struck her father, the noble prophet above. His Zahra's rib has been crushed. Oh, so young you have left us. Oh, so young you have left us. Shi'atu Ali, I say, finally your mother freed from tyranny and hate. Your mother descends away. Your mother descends away. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Hussein and Hassan are thee, sons of paradise and sea. Your mother is broken, so don't leave my Zainab to cry. Don't leave my Zainab to cry. Zainab, the day will come when your brothers are alive. Alone, how can I watch and not cry to see Haidar's sons martyred? To see Haidar's sons martyred. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Zahra, Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Dear Muslims, don't you deny the fight in Palestine and Bahrain and Yemen. Only, only a few to be sad. Only a few to be sad. Batul didn't die for us to be silent and stay shy. She sees above how we have become ready for Mahdi. Become ready for Mahdi. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra, 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 Ya Fatima, Ya Zahra. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله السلام عليك يا سيدة النساء العالمين الأولين والآخرين السلام عليك أيتها الصديقة الشهيدة السلام عليك أيتها المظلومة المغشوبة السلام عليك أيتها المتطهد المغفورة السلام عليك يا فاطمة بنت رسول الله ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم قل لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد.
Majoreen, everybody, thank you for coming out, and inshallah, we hope to see everybody again tomorrow. The same time, doors open at 6:45, and inshallah, we look to start the program at 7. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Ali called Ali for what he saw in the seven heavens. Began to mourn Muhsin and Fatima behind the door. Wa waila, wa ila. When I think of your light in the darkness of the night, how they took all your rights. In the darkness of the night, how Ali hid your sight. In the darkness, vai, 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 vai. The door to heaven's door is behind the door. Light of the universe burns, but it's no more. The door to heaven's door is behind the door. Light of the universe burns, but it's no more. Salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra. At your door are the paws, your blood they came here to pour. At your door is a war, your home they came here to torch. And they knew Fatima is behind the door. Vai, vai. They heard your holy will, but to no avail, the door became your veil. God forgive the nail. They heard your holy will, but to no avail, the door became your veil. God forgive the nail. Salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra, salam ya Zahra,
salam ya Zahra.
Zainab is watching on with Hussein and your Hassan. As the flames are burning on with Hussein and your Hassan, and you hear from your son Muhsin calling, vai, 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 vai. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name, and with it you slay. You give me breath and you take my breath away. You heal me with your name, and with it you slay. Salam ya Zahra, 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 salam ya Zahra. Ali called Al-Ali.